Ah, okay.
And the alamites are attracted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the midah of reach. That's only the first step. So they're attracted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the midah of reach, and we explained that that's from far away, not from the inside. The midah of tam, which even though it's a more coarse sense, the source of it's a coarser sense than reach. Reach is more refined. So you would think Kal Yisrael is more refined than Umas Ha'Olam. So we explain Meridik. The Koyach of the Umas Ha'Olam is that the Ruchnius is outside. It's over there. There's a concept of Ruchni there, and I'm here. So that's an experience of Reach. But they can't bring it into themselves. They're not bringing it into themselves. Masha'en came, the Klai Yisrael, they could bring the Ashba, the Ruch Nisam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could bring it down to themselves.
Bring it into themselves, yeah.
Right, so now, that's why Klai Yisrael is Moina L'Lavana, and there Moshe is L'Lavana, and Gumasama Moina L'Chama, because the sun is a very strong koyach, but the sun's koyach is there, is a mashpia, but not as a makabel. The Muslim cannot be makabel the ruchnius. Mashenkin, the moon accepts the ruchni, and then it reflects it back, and we wanted to suggest that's the koyach of a solar eclipse, is when the moon covers over the sun, it's the koyach of Klal Yisrael covering over the Umas Ha'olam, and that's why it's a simen ra la'umas, that's what Gemara says. Okay, anyway. So, this is what the Gemara says. Then it goes on, and he says, that's why, he goes on to explain, that's why, says the Gemara, Klal Yisrael learns Tersha B'Ksav, learns Tersha Baal Peh, and Umas Ha'olam only learns Tersha B'Ksav. Tersha B'Ksav is in of itself a more Kaddish, you know, body of work, but the Tersha Baal Peh is the experience of bringing the Tersha B'Ksav to life. It's how the internalizing the Tersha B'Ksav and creating a Tersha Baal Peh, that's the Bechina of Tam. Tam is when you experience it firsthand, and that's the Bechina of Klal Yisrael versus Umas Ha'olam. Then he says here a great lashon. Then he says, that's why Goyim have no mitzvahs. Goyim have no mitzvahs whatsoever. Hashem and Mitzvah Neinach are all loisaseis. There's no positive at mitzvahs by Goyim. It's only loisaseis. So he says, Lachain, Anu b'nei Yisrael, Hashem makabel min ha'aretz, v'aretz lesli migar mei klum. Rakish ezerin l'soicha, oz noy senes. Lachain, Anu tzuchim l'mitzvahs. Min zok de Goyim, that this is the midah of Malchus. Malchus is only as strong as whoever he's being mamlech over, right? The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch, the way it expresses itself in the Bria, the way it expresses itself in the Bria is based on everything else that goes in, then it comes out the Bria. So the Aretz is a pure Rekabel, but the Aretz has the ability that whatever you put in it, it can produce. Whatever seeds go in, that's what comes out. So Klal Yisrael is the ability that whatever you put in it, it will produce something me'en of what you put in. So if you put in, mitzvahs, then kedusha will come out. Masha'inkin, umas ha'olam, don't have no shaykhis to mitzvahs. A mitzvah is not going to produce more kedusha for them. So they have no shaykhis to that. So there's no mitzvahs. What they have is they have an experience of ruchnius, which is outside themselves. But if they do averis, certain averis, it will ruin the kli. So therefore, keep away from leisaseis. But they have no mitzvahs because they can't produce a higher level of kedusha than what they have already. Masha Inkein, a yid has mitzvahs in order to bring out a higher level of kedusha. Now, uvezemeturitz. He has beautiful lashon here. Listen to the words. Uvezemeturitz gamkein masha hikshu kol hakadmoinim. So the fundamental question, why doesn't the Torah discuss the schar olam haba? The point of olam haba is the experience of the neshama being rewarded and going back to its source. Ubevadai zok to going yoiser toiv mizeh. It's more chashuv. What's more chashuv than the neshama being dovuk to the shechina is the shechina being dovuk to the neshama. What's more chashav for the Ratzon of Hashem is not that the Shechina can be davuk to Hashem in Olam Haba. It's that Hashem can be davuk to the Shechina. It's that Hashem, the Shechina can be davuk to the Neshama in this world. So what are you going to be busy telling me? Oh, if you do mitzvahs, then the Shechina, the Neshama will go to Olam Haba. I don't care about Olam Haba. It's not helping the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria, obviously you get tzchar, and it's a good motivating factor. That's not what the Bria is about. The Bria is not about producing schar. The Bria is about producing hashras hashchina in this world. Kiyadua. V'schar zeh kosu bater an ein mispar. V'shachanti b'soichon. V'losigol nafshi. So the shachanti b'soichon is the tachas of the Bria. Okay? Beautiful line over there. It's a Kabbalah line. It's such a good answer to the question. That question that everyone asks, you know, why isn't the schar in Olam Haba mentioned? It says this, why should it be mentioned?
The schar is mentioned.
Is it saying?
Right.
Schar Olam Haba is because you brought the Shechin into this world, so that it's going to express itself in this world.
I'm saying in a physical way that they're expressed.
Yeah, but still, because you brought the Shechin into the physicality. So, you're going to see the bracha in the world. Now, v'novayel ha'inyan. Now let's explain the pasuk. Okay? Shetur shebiksav v'tur shebapeh hem b'chinas shemayim v'aretz, ki yadua, we explained. Shemayim is the mashpia, aretz is the makabel, tur shebiksav is the mashpia, and Tershim Baal Pez and Makabel. Tehim Be'ez B'chinas, Tam V'Reach. Reach is the pure, from the distance, smell. The Tam is how it expresses itself in the person, that they internalize it. V'chein, Mitershim B'Ksav, Nehen Mimena Ha'akum, B'chinas Ha'Reach, Ava Mitershim Baal Peh, Shub B'chinas Tam, Ein Yochorim L'Honos L'Gamri. So Tam goes with Aretz, goes with Tershim Baal Peh. Because Tershim Baal Peh, you internalize. Like the Tam, like the way the Aretz internalizes the rain to produce. Tersh b'ksav and Aret and Shemayim go together with the Reach. V'zeh shomar b'gemar the brachas gimel tovar b'kesh Moshe v'nit nuloi v'echad loy nit naloi b'kesh tisha shchina yisrael v'nit naloi b'kesh lo tisha shchina umais lo nit naloi. There's a little complicated piece, but basically he's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu asked that the shchina should be a shoyer on Klal Yisrael. And not on the umais. So obviously, if it's on Klal Yisrael, it's not on the umais. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu asked that the b'chinas tam should be shayer on Klal Yisrael. And then he said, even the ruah, even the b'chinas reach shouldn't be shayer on the umais. It's two separate b'chinas. He wasn't completely answered on that second thing because umais olam have shayches the b'chinas reach. I'll call upon it. V'zeu l'reach. That's what it means. L'reach shman echa toivim. For the great reach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the alamais, which is the single girls, which means the umas ha'ilam, even the alamais are ahivucha. V'zil reach b'shul ha'reach shenenim gam kin k'tzas mirochik akin alom b'sayivucha kasher shomu shimacha v'zil shanashikas piu yishakin livadi. The nashikas piu I want myself. Because the Goyin said before, Yishakinim Nishikas Piyu is always a personal Nishika that is Mischaber, the person, inside. Right? The Goyin said that the Nishika is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be in our leiv. He took away, he said, that the Kru is inside. That's the Chibur of Tam. We have a Chibur of Tam with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's only us. By the way, Tam, only one person can have the tam of each hamburger. Whoever got the tam got it. That's it. It's not going around to more than one person. Right? Once you took the bite, that's it. No one else is getting it. Reach, many people could experience reach at the same time. Having reach is not a steer one to the other. So the goyim's experience of reach is, look, it's not a kesher. So it's not a kesher. It's not mechayiv me to you or you to me. I can experience. You also take the experience. It's not a steer. The Tom is in a Shikas Pio, which is a bond. It's only us and him. It's nobody else. Now, I want to go full circle to something we left Shver 3 weeks ago. We left Shver, we had Akasha. Well, we're not Akasha, we didn't fully grasp what the girl was saying, that the Koyach of Tefillah is Reach. If you remember, back in the Megillah, it's Esther, the Goyim brought down that Mordechai is more Dror, is like the Keteris, and you find many references to Reach when it comes to...
The Goyim also have Tefillah.
Yeah. So the Pshat is that Tefillah is Reach and Torah is Talmud. Tefillah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. I'm here now. I'm asking him for something. So tefillah is a chibur, but it's not a chibur you're internalizing anything. It's a chibur that's still outside. And Hashem is there and you're asking. That's why Goyim have shaykhis to tefillah. Ki basi basi tefillah yukar el cholamim. The Goyim could have shaykhis to tefillah. It's b'chinas reyach. Torah is you're bringing the Torah inside you. Torah is b'chinas tam. It's much starker rechim or Torah Shmaru. The Gemara says that the people that stop learning to daven are menichim chay oylam v'oiskim chay shah. The chay shah means there's a practical need I have, but the chay oylam is eternality, right? Nota b'sreichenu. It's inside. Te'im meschaber to through Torah. So Torah is b'chinas tam. And tefillah is b'chinas reach. I think that's the issue for that other goyin that we learned a couple of weeks back. Also, okay, shkoyach.
What are we gonna do?